Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the Knight Rider. Welcome to another riveting episode of Rough Riders Radio. Today's topic, Thanksgiving leftovers, my usual anti-GOP rants and raves, and stupid white people and the such. Let's get right to it, shall we? This is a completely off the cuff. This is a total and complete riff. Basically, the GOP under John Boehner and Mitch McConnell, come January, they will have control of Congress lock, stock, and barrel. Mitch McConnell in the Senate, John Boehner in the House. What are their pet peeves? Immigration, immigration, immigration. They want to gut it. They want to kill it. They want to use the Homeland Security Department and defund that. The Homeland Security Department has a big part to play in immigration and the enforcement of immigration. Hook, line, and sinker, no matter what the president's executive order was last month, where he signed an executive order on immigration that would allow 5 million plus illegal immigrants in this country to avoid deportation. But if John Boehner and Mitch McConnell have their way, no siree, Bob. They want to pull the plug on those 5 million. And while we're at it, why don't we just throw in the extra, the additional 10 to 15 million? Dumb, dumber, and dumbest. Stupid white people. I would have to include in that group John Boehner and Mitch McConnell. Basically, between now and 2016, you will have no less than 12, maybe 13 white men feverishly running for the GOP nomination for President of the United States. At this point in time, all I can say is there is not a scintilla of a chance, not even Jeb Bush, of any GOP Republican nominated wherever it is that they city they choose in July or August 2016. They are not going to be within 3 miles of the White House. Why? They have the lion's share of the stupid white people in their camp. As long as they have stupid white people in their camp, the GOP will have to curry their favor because that particular block, voting block, makes up at least 30 to 35% of any GOP electorate. That means they're going to have to tack so far to the right that they're going to go in a circuit. They're going to do a complete circle. They'll end up on the ultra left. That's talk about folding space and time. That is the GOP. The GOP is nothing more than a collection of individuals who do the bidding of anybody who has a net worth of $100 million or more. There's enough dark money, as I've said in my previous broadcast, dark money like dark matter constitutes 90 to 95% of the entire universe. And ladies and gentlemen, we are living in the universe of money talks, bullshit walks. The Republicans, because of Citizens United in January of 2010, wherein the ultra-conservative Supreme Court, by a 5-4 decision, gave the total green light to corporations to spend unlimited amounts of money and undisclosed donors list unlimited amounts of money on political campaigns and political candidates. So therefore, it's inconceivable that we won't end up in the spring, summer, and fall of 2016 with $3 billion I'm just going to make a prediction. $3 billion will be spent by the Republican side of the ledger on the presidential campaign. $3 billion. It's going to be wall to wall to wall. It's going to be three-dimensional negative TV and radio advertising. If Hillary is going to declare, I suggest she declare in January, and the day after, hit the campaign trail and scarf up every single rich Democratic or independent deep pockets that she can. She's going to have to spend $3.5 to $4 billion. This 2016 presidential election will go to the highest bidder, pure and simple. Do I hear four? Do I hear 4.5? Do I hear 5? Do I hear 5.5? Do I hear 6? You get the gist. This country is no longer a democracy. It's an oligarchy. This short, if any of you who are still listening and have listened this long, basically this country is turned into Lord of the Flies, okay? The schmuck that got it on top of that hill and said, and that hill was fly-infested. Once upon the top, waving a flag, he's king of the mountain, and he's also Lord of the Flies. Wow, isn't that something to aspire to? Boy, we've come a long way since John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy. Let me just say, in 30 seconds or less, John F. Kennedy, in October the 5th, 1963, National Security Memorandum Action, Memorandum Number 263, he would pull the troops, 1,000 troops out of Vietnam by the end of 1963. There were 17,000 advisors in Vietnam at that time, but basically they were also troops. And he would pull the remaining 16,000 out by the end of 1964, okay? And the day he was shot, November the 22nd, 1963, that very afternoon, he had a French journalist, which he had seen Kennedy in the White House the day before, and Kennedy asked him if he was going to see Castro. He said, yes, send Castro this personal message. I want to open up normal relations with Cuba. The French journalist was with Castro on November the 22nd, 1963, doing precisely that when an aide came in and told Castro that Kennedy had been shot. Kennedy also nixed in July 20th, 1961, barely 6 months into the office, there was a secret national security meeting. All the Joint Chiefs of Staff, including Curtis LeMay, you know, the guy in Dr. Strangelove, they wanted to have a first strike on the Soviet Union. The casualties anticipated at that time were at least 300 million. They were gung-ho. Kennedy said no. This, you can use your own mind to figure out why Kennedy was snuffed on November the 22nd, 1963. And why liberals and progressives from this day forward, especially with the ilk and the like of the Koch brothers, Karl Rove, Mitch McConnell, John Boehner, we can no longer be charm school. We have to be gutter snipes. Okay? Now, if that offends a lot of people, tough titty. We've got to be yard apes. Anything, anytime any of these clowns goes on TV or tries to speak, double speak, it's brass knuckles, it's bare knuckles. And the Democrats, the progressives, the liberals, they're going to have to change the way, the style of in which they comport themselves forever. And I am the first of the vanguard. And whether you like me, whether you hate me, whether you get tired of my aggressiveness, frankly, I am too timid because in 10 years from now, I'm going to be limp, like a limp biscuit. You are behind the curve, not me, you. And that's why I keep ranting and raving because the Republicans have so much fucking money on their side. It's just a miracle that Obama was elected in 2008. in 2012. There's a lot of things that could have gone wrong, and we could have seen a completely different scenario. And the most important thing in 2016 is the Supreme Court. It's a 5-4 precarious division now with the ultra conservatives in control. You can only imagine, and I don't have to tell you, explain it any further. If Obama or Hillary or any Democratic candidate were to lose in November of 2016, the Supreme Court would revert to a 6-4 or 7-3 conservative majority. And, you know, you can bend down, grab your ankles, and, you know, kiss your ass goodbye. This country would go so far to the right, it would be, I could hear the sounds of the goose-stepping, storm-trooping brown shirts now. But I'm putting down, and I'm going to close it out for now. That's another episode of Rough Riders Radio, my anti-GOP rants, stupid white people, and such. Thank you much for listening. And as always, stay well, keep it lit. And this is the old Rough Riders, rounding third, heading for home. And remember, we ride, but you decide.